It's Israeli Independence Day, so wish a happy Independence Day to everyone in Eretz Israel. So, recording the 14th of May, 1948, when the Israeli Declaration of Independence was issued, and since then the State of Israel has been a reality. Obviously, as the ancient Kingdom of Israel brought to an end, and it was at 70 AD with the quelling of the Jewish revolt and the diaspora, when the Jewish people were scattered throughout the Roman Empire and beyond, and moved as far as China, moved to the American continent with European colonization, setting up significant communities as far south as Argentina. And there were obviously Jews all over North Africa for the Roman Empire, the end of the Roman Empire. And when Europeans penetrated throughout Africa, there were Jewish communities in certain African countries. South Africa had a notable Jewish community. Even places like Zimbabwe and what else. So there were Jews throughout Araby until 1948. So there'd always remained a few Jews in what's now Israel. And when Napoleon passed through in about 1799, the land that's now Israel, then part of the Ottoman Empire, there was about 5% ethnically Jewish. And there were Jewish communities even places like Saudi Arabia before 1948. Remember, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, had formed alliances with some Jewish tribes. Islam came along and said that the Jews, likewise the Nazarani, were people of the books, people of the book, and must be accorded a certain toleration but pay higher tax. No such toleration be extended to Hindus and Sikhs and Buddhists and so forth. But anyway, there wasn't that much Judeophobia in the Islamic world before Zionism. There should be no Judeophobia anywhere in the world, no matter what. Okay, no one should be mistreated for his or her ethnicity, faith, race, nationality, citizenship, and so forth. But then Theodor, what's his name, Herzl came along, and I've seen where his house used to stand there on, was it Tabakgasa or Dohány út in Budapest, Hungary, then part of the Austrian Empire. So though he's from Hungary, he was completely German speaking, that journalist. And then he covered the Dreyfus affair in France, when Alfred Dreyfus, a French army officer, was falsely accused of high treason, passing military secrets, perhaps ironically, to Germany in 1896. Anyway, and a crowd chanting death to the Jews. And so Theodor Herzl saying, we Jewish people will never be safe until we have a land to call our own, and writing Der Judenstaat, the Jewish state, that Judaism was not just a religion, it really was a nationality, and ought to find a territory where they could establish a national home. And they canvassed Uganda, even Madagascar was considered later on, but then the logical place was to go back to where they'd originated, Palestine, part of the Ottoman Empire, scouting missions of Palestine. And the Ottoman Sultan was somewhat amenable, but would they be a province within the Ottoman Empire? Would they have a degree of autonomy or whatever? Nobody knew the Ottoman Empire had barely 20 years left to go. But anyway, First World War, the Ottoman Empire fell. So Zionism spread throughout Jewish communities in the world. The World Zionist Organization met at Basel, Switzerland. But some Jews were distinctly cool, even hostile to Zionism, as some are to this day. Especially they're well integrated. If they're American Jews or whatever, British Jews say, no, we like it here. This is our nationality. We're full members of this community. Why would we mess this up? And Judaism is a religion, it's not a nationality. So, no. And then we'll be accused of a conflict of loyalties. So, we don't want that. And German Jews likewise, because until the 1930s, there'd been Jews in Germany for a millennium, and they were German in every possible way, and some ways well accepted. Fortunately, there was always some anti-Semitism in Germany. Obviously got far worse in the 1930s. But anyway, Herzl died with his dreams unrealized, but his bones were laid to rest in Jerusalem, and that's why they renamed the mountain there Mount Herzl. So he'd written his novel Alte Neuland, Old New Land, about harmonious relations between Ishmaelites and those descendants of Isaac, of whom he was one, but unfortunately didn't really come to pass. And so Zionism, that idea that there should be a nation for Jews to live in, and there couldn't be a disembodied nation, had to have a land. So Palestine was a land without a people for a people without a land. Think of that contrapuntalism But the chiasmus was bogus, because that's saying that Palestinians are not people, which they definitely are. Oh, they're an invented people. Well, I mean, all people are invented. I mean, no nation's been around forever. But the Palestinians, okay, they're mostly Sunni Muslims, like other Arab peoples, but that doesn't mean that they're not distinct. And okay, they're Arabic speaking, but many nationalities don't have their own language. And some nationalities have got several languages. But if they're not Palestinian, what are they? If they're not a nationality, what are they? They're not a province, and I know they're a province of the Ottoman Empire, which doesn't exist, and nobody's talking about bringing back. And whilst it's true they have liens with Jordan and Egypt and so forth, they don't want to be part of Jordan or Egypt, and Jordan and Egypt doesn't want to accept them. But it's true there are a lot of people in Jordan who are Palestinian and Jordanian. Anyway, so after National Socialism raised its ugly head in Germany in 1933, obviously a lot of Jews wanted to get out of there, and one of the places to go to was British Mandatory Palestine. Remember, His Majesty's government had issued the Balfour Declaration in 1917, saying His Majesty's government would view with favour the establishment of Palestine as a Jewish national home without prejudice to the rights of the existing communities. As other people already live there, Arab Palestinians, both Muslim and Christian, were not to lose out as a result of this. But there was more Jewish immigration into Palestine in the 1920s, and some Arabs were willing to welcome these Jewish immigrants. Other Arabs grew alarmed. They thought that too many Jews were coming with an alien culture who would push them out. Unfortunately, that proved prescient. But anyway, Nazism came along and Jews had to flee for their lives. And we know that the Third Reich subjugated many European countries and initiated HaShoah, the Holocaust, the mass murder of about 6 million Jews. From 1942 to 45, about a third of the Jewish population in the world annihilated in just 3 years. And obviously, there was enormous sympathy for Jews who suffered just so badly and said, well, we can't be safe in any other Gentile country. We've got to have a land of our own, and that's got to be Eretz Yisrael. So Britain really wanted to keep out too many Jews because the Palestinians were furious about this, and there was a lot of sympathy for them in the rest of the Arab world, and indeed the rest of the Muslim world. But anyway, Britain withdrew in 1948. They'd announced in 1939 they would withdraw within 9 years, so within 10 years, happened after nine, and that was it. So President Truman, the US president, and he was pressurizing the UK to admit more Jews. And of course, Britain was financially very much in hock to the United States after the Second World War for being broke. And Zionist propagandists, they really, how would I put it? They calumniated the British army for trying to ensure peace and security between Arabs and Jews in Palestine, for trying to prevent illegal immigration. But anyway, some of these people who'd got out of concentration camps in 1945 were still held in barbed wire camps as displaced people until 1948, and caught trying to enter Palestine illegally, sent back. But anyway, Israel survived, thrived. But I wish they would treat Palestinians more humanely. And I know not Palestinians aren't entirely humane. I certainly accept Palestine's right to exist, as I do Israel's right to exist. And I know Israel's got a lot to be proud of with regard to women's rights or gay rights or things like that. But I'm afraid there's an awful lot to be ashamed of as it regarding the mass murder of Palestinians. And there's a legitimate military action, but I'm afraid what the IDF has done in Gaza has gone far, far beyond that. We can see, as the United Nations said today, there's the deliberate policy of the mass starvation of Palestinians. And that is genocidal. And I don't want anyone to suffer it. And just because Jews have suffered that, and they certainly have, it's not right to do that to Palestinians either. Well, thank you for watching my channel. I wish there were human rights for all. And I know it's easier said than done.